first of all, I think obviously it was a tale of two halves. I thought it was the first half was probably part of finals taking place. Either our guys were, our minds were elsewhere, but I thought that was probably the reason what took place in the first half. It just seemed we couldn't get a rhythm. I thought defensively we did a great job. Yeah, I looked up the clock with like 3:30, 3:40 to go. They had 11 points. And so anytime you hold a team 11 points, you must be doing something right. But we weren't making shots. It just seemed like we were a little tad off. But I thought the second half, it was probably the complete opposite. We came out and we established scoring inside. We started making some shots. And then, of course, I thought our defense picked up. And both halves, I thought our bench did an outstanding job. Justin Safford, Keith Ramsey, all those guys, Marcus Denman, Miguel Paul, all those guys came in and gave us, I thought, a big lift. But I thought in the second half we really kind of put all up together. Well, I think it's important because we hadn't played since last Saturday, and so you're in the midst of finals, and, you know, no matter what you do in practice, it's hard to simulate, you know, game-type atmosphere, especially with some young guys. We got seven guys that have never been through finals to play at this level. Even though Zaire's been here, he hadn't really played in a game after coming off the finals. So you never know how they're going to come off of that. And true to form, we just came out a little sluggish. Couldn't get a rhythm. So we had to have a game because then you got the game that's going to take place on the 23rd. And if you don't have a game in there, it's a big lull. And you want to be playing some, hopefully, in a little bit better rhythm going into that game. Well, again, I think anytime someone comes off that bench, it gives you a lift. That's, I always said, the major component of our basketball team is going to be our bench. And certain nights, certain guys are going to give us, maybe a rebounding, maybe scoring. He's blocking shots. I mean, you got to remember, these guys also are competitors now. They're trying to get more minutes. And so, from a coach's standpoint, that's what you want to see. When you get the opportunity to get out there, show me what you can do. And I think that's what we're seeing from a guy, let's say, like Lawrence Bowers. You know, he got out, and I thought he really – I mean, he showed me what he's capable of doing. Steve Moore. So, again, I think it's about opportunity. And so but Justin's important in what we do. I don't know. I don't know how I do. We get guys that are, you know, get out there and they're playing well. The way we play, we have some guys that get winded. They get real winded. And, you know, like tonight, we have some guys that just didn't have it going on. I didn't think they were physical or aggressive around the paint. And Justin was the guy that got in there and got that done. Keith Ramsey, I keep saying he's doing a lot of great things on defense. Well, tonight he got a chance to play some minutes, and people getting a chance to see, you know, some of the things he's capable of doing. And hopefully it could be, I think, that Keith Ramsey will help our basketball team tremendously. I think it's just as big as the Southern Cal game. It's just as big as the Xavier game. Just as big as the Stetson game. I mean, of course, it's Illinois. It's the border war, as they call it, a rivalry. So I think, again, every game's big to me. I mean, that's just how I see it. So I'm trying to get our team prepared each and every night for who we're going to play. Stetson, to me, Stetson's just like Illinois. But obviously now, as I talk with our guys, they know who Illinois is. They know it's a tremendous program. And, of course, we got a big task on our hands as we get ready to face them. But I keep saying every game, and I've always approached it. You know, every game's a big game. So it's the next game on our schedule. Well, I think we got more players. I think we got more competitors. I think we got more guys that are used to winning. And I think we got guys that listen more and try to do the things we ask them to do. And I think we got more guys that understand their roles. This team is still a work in progress, and you can see we spurt sometime, and then we kind of sputter sometime. But they're a joy to call. I tell you, I look forward to coming to the gym every single day, have an opportunity to interact with these guys, and whether it be on the court or off the court. But these are guys that we've gotten familiar with over the years, and so it makes sense that they would be a team that's trying to go out and carry out the assignments that we talk about each and every night. And not only that, they play the way that we like to play. I hadn't had a chance to watch much, but I know they improve. I think the Cammy kid is. I think he's playing well. I think they're getting ready to add somebody allegiance to the squad. So you throw records out, you throw out rosters in that kind of game. I mean, that game there is, as you say, is a rivalry, and so it should be a great atmosphere. Should be a great game, but they're playing well. Saw the way they went on the road. I think it beat Vanderbilt on the road. They won a tournament. So, again, it's Bruce has been playing well. I mean, you have to ask the fans that. Yeah, my job is to go out and get our team prepared. I mean, I'm one of those guys. I'm a day-to-day guy. I can't see what's going to take place in the future. You know, I just know that if people got a chance to see our basketball team, I think it excites people. I'm hearing it more and more. It excites people. I mean, you look at the second half. I mean, that's Stetson wanted to play a certain way. And of course, I think what took place was the wear and tear eventually took place. And we were able to wheel our way and play the way we wanted to play. We scored 51 points in the second half. I think, you know, that will take care of itself. Well, it'll be interesting. This is NCAA atmosphere. And it's a task, you know, on our schedule. To find out a little bit more about our basketball team. I mean, given that we've had some guys that probably have sat and watched it, but it's different when you play in it. But I think the leadership, I think we'll get these guys in a mental approach, get them ready, and we'll see what takes place.